About that time, what music star was on the scene and one that you may have looked up to at that point?
Probably the one that made the biggest impression was Hank Williams. He was at the top of his career, but all of them, everyone that played on radio, because at that point I didn't know about records. What I listened to and what I heard on radio is really what influenced me.
So we're talking about the years probably 47, 48, and 49.
Exactly.
Did you play on a show with Hank Williams as a young boy?
Hank Williams did a show in Baltimore, Maryland at the Hippodrome Theater, which was one of those beautiful old ornate theaters with the velvet ropes. It took your breath to see the beauty of these theaters. This is back when they used to do a live show in the theater. They'd also show a movie. They'd show a movie, I think, three times a day. And in between the movies, they'd do the stage show. Well, Hank Williams was the star. Cowboy Copas was on it. The Duke of Paducah was on it, a comedian. We opened the show with a square dance. I was playing. That would start the show. Then I would run around out back and into the theater, and I'd sit in one of those beautiful boxes, and I'd sit there and watch every show, every day. We did like three shows a day, and I never missed a lick. I knew everything that all of them did. I could just recite. I was so just in awe of Hank Williams. He was such... Elvis Presley had the same thing. It goes beyond talent. It's something that comes from inside. It's always amazed me when I think about Hank Williams. All he did was stand there and sing. He didn't do any cartwheels or anything. But what came from within, it was every show.
Charisma, I guess we call that?
Charisma.
We remember Grandpa Jones from Hee Haw, but you knew Grandpa Jones way back then, didn't you?
I did. I was playing mostly square dances, and I had broadened out a little bit and was singing. In fact, I was copying Hank Snow, because he was very popular at the time. He had a tune called Moving On that sold millions of records. Grandpa Jones came through and needed a guitar player. So they suggested that he give me a listen. So I met him at the radio station. He liked what he heard, and I rode with him up and did these, I think it was 3 or 4 day mini tours. And that was my introduction to working with a genuine star.
His real name was?
Lewis Marshall Jones.
He was a relatively young man then, but hadn't he begun to develop his old man act as a young man?
That was something that I found out later that was very prevalent in country music. They did radio shows. They were doing a show, I think, out of Louisville, Kentucky. People kept writing in, asking, let the old man sing one. Let the old man sing another song. It finally dawned on them that the old man they were talking about was Lewis Marshall Jones. So he started calling himself Grandpa. He would paste on his mustache and gray his hair. He said it years later that he finally grew into his part. He didn't have to put the gray in his hair. It was there. But he was the first star that I worked with. It just made such a lasting impression on me.
You know, we're talking about you almost as if you'd expect this to happen to somebody. But I want to reiterate here how young you were, how talented you were, a God-given gift from birth. Adults everywhere must have been making over this little boy, this soon-to-be teenager. You had to have all that adulation that came to you, that here's this young boy playing this music.
You know, it never dawned on me. I never looked at what I was doing as a second person. I was only doing something that made me feel good to do it. The fact that people applauded and all this praise they were heaping on me didn't move me a bit. It was the music. I would have been playing if no one listened.
And because of that, then, it probably didn't go to your head. You didn't think you were a star. You didn't get cocky about it. You just thought, oh, I'm doing what I like to do.
Yeah, I'm doing this, and he's doing what he does. And it was one thing I feel was a blessing to me. I never looked at anyone with envy. If I was working somewhere and playing and someone else got a standing ovation, part of that standing ovation was mine because I had good taste that I would be with someone that the people loved. You know, it made me feel good. So I didn't sit there and say, well, if one for him, I'd be getting a lot more attention.